Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
First impressions count for a lot, but so does that feeling we all have when completing a game and letting the whole experience wash over you as the credits roll. And depending on whatever happened across that third act, we could be talking about the closing few moments forevermore. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 9 video game endings that shock the world. Number 9, the coin ending. Zero Time Dilemma. The third game in the Zero Escape series contradicts its own formula and title within the first 10 minutes. Turns out escape is more than possible, and there's a 50-50 chance that you'll trigger it in the first cutscene. Here, the mysterious Zero appears and offers you a choice. Now, the character has admitted to abducting the crew, but after a speech about how life is just unfair, Zero flips a coin with one red side and one blue, asking character Carlos and you to pick which side will land face up. If you guess incorrectly, you're forced into the game where at least 6 of you will then die. But if you're correct, each character's memories are erased, you're all set free, and the game simply ends there and then. If you want to trigger this for yourself, the correct answer is always red. Number 8, Booker Drowns, Bioshock Infinite. The flying city of Columbia is presented as a stylistic and yet brutal landscape, where death and violence lurk beneath a peaceful facade. Over many mind-melting hours, you'll have spent so much time growing attached to both Booker and Elizabeth that it's horrifying to realize a good ending for all involved requires the death of DeWitt himself. See, across multiple timelines, a version of Booker accepted a baptism for his previous sins and was reborn as the evil leader Zachary Comstock, the game's antagonist. Only by drowning can Booker prevent the emergence of Comstock, correcting everything that led to that point. Whilst our Booker chooses death, this doesn't guarantee that any others will. Neither your characters nor you as a player know if this sacrifice is actually in vain. As said in the closing scenes, there is always a lighthouse, there's always a man, and there's always a city. Number 7, You're the Monster, Braid. Over the course of Jonathan Blow's Braid, an implied tether between player and what's really going on becomes more and more twisted. The ending then flips everything on its head, and the jigsaw pieces you've been collecting all fall into place. Turns out Tim was never the hero. Instead, in a genius use of a metaphor, Tim represents an intrepid scientist chasing the relevant theorems and experiments that created the atom bomb. The princess represents this bomb, and the whole game is a comment on regret, a way of trying to get back this one entity that, now it's out there, changes everything. Quotes are also included from Kenneth Bainbridge, one of the Manhattan Project scientists, to really drive this home. Number 6, Lee's Death, Telltale's The Walking Dead Season 1. It might be almost a decade old, yes, really, but Telltale's Walking Dead has gone from a must-play of 2012 to a horror gem from a studio that went defunct in 2018. As main character Lee Everett, you're tasked with caring for and protecting Clementine, a young girl just trying to locate her parents. Whilst you can make a ton of choices across the narrative, at some point Lee is going to get bitten, and it's then only a matter of choosing what you want to do alongside him as the inevitable takes hold in a zombie apocalypse. As Clem, you have to make a choice. Shoot Lee before he becomes a zombie, or run far away as fast as possible. Both result in Clem being left all alone, and judging by how much the player numbers dropped off after this first installment, it seems this devastating turn of events was truly too much. Number 5, The Truth, Danganronpa V3. The Danganronpa games are yet to get their due in the West, but they are the masters of transforming any plot into a meta-narrative commentary on the game itself. In this case, actual in-game cosplayer and main antagonist Tsumugi is at the heart of it all. The shocking ending reveals that everything in the entire Danganronpa series is actually fictitious, not just in our reality, but the one in which the games take place. V3 establishes that Tsumugi can only cosplay as fictional characters in the first chapter. Then, during their final trial, her switching appearances is used as evidence that everything the characters and you have experienced was staged. And I thought Kingdom Hearts was convoluted. In retaliation, the surviving characters destroy the academy and walk away, at least for now. Number 4, the moon crashes into Termina, The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask. The moon is going to crash into the land of Termina in 3 days unless a miracle or Link can stop it. That is the immediate reality of Majora's Mask, and Nintendo's use of time loops and events being triggered in semi-real time make it one of the most beloved entries in the franchise. The inhabitants of Termina have seemingly accepted this depressing possibility as their end, and as Link journeys across the land, many are trying to just make the most of their final moments. However, until the first time those 3 days lapse, and before such a mainstream IP showcased such a unique game structure, many fans coming off Ocarina of Time assumed that you just get a game over at worst. 3 days simply is not enough time for a new player to accomplish everything that they want to and save the world, right? Instead, you're met with a cutscene of the gruesome, leering moon crashing into the land and obliterating everything, just as the beginning of the game said it would. Majora's Mask can be considered a hauntingly bleak game, but it's by reinforcing the stakes and terrifying younger gamers with the bone-chilling imagery of this moon's face that you truly care about saving the day. Number 3, The Betrayal, Shadow of the Colossus. Whilst battling incredible foes for the sake of reviving a dead loved one might sound like a great plan in theory, in practice every action has its consequences. For Wanda, this becomes clear after slaying so many of those titular magnificent creatures, most of which have no interest in attacking you beforehand. Rather than focusing solely on action, Shadow of the Colossus forces the player to exploit the weaknesses of the Colossi to damage them. It hammers home the brutality of taking down these majestic entities with showers of blood and plenty cries of pain, as you reconcile to knowing it's for the supposed greater good. Come the close of the game though, the entity in the temple, Dormin, that set you on your way ends up possessing Wanda, only for a group of humans we thought were enemies across the game to bring it down. They are eventually successful, but Wanda pays a steep price. Partner Mono is resurrected, but at the cost of Wanda restarting their life, now stuck as a horned baby resting in the temple. Mono lives, but there's no way to continue their relationship, seeing the credits roll and letting you decide if it was all worth it. Number 2, The Escape, Inside. Possibly one of the hardest games to understand ever made, specifically because developers Playdead refused to pin down any explanation as canon, Inside is something you just have to experience. Then whatever emotion you're left with at the end is likely what the studio intended. Anyway, you'll control a nameless boy, leaping and running around a scientific facility. After discovering a group of scientists observing a mysterious enclosure, you delve deeper and deeper, eventually gaining access. What's inside? Well, a writhing, pulsating mass of flesh with human limbs protruding from all angles. You then become one with this person blob as scientists watch and applaud, only to break out your confinement and go on one of the best monster just got loose in the lab segments in gaming history. Using brute force and sheer desperation, you'll smash your former captors against walls or crush them into paste while descending between floors. Over enough time, you'll break free, roll down a hill and bask in the sun as the game fades to black. Tranquility at last? Well, play again and you'll notice a diorama of this very scene sitting inside the facility earlier in the level itself, reinforcing that even this wider sense of agency is something those in control totally plan for. And number 1, Ending E, The End of Yoha, Nier Automata. Every ending in Nier Automata is shocking in its own way, from death by mackerel to uncovering various dark truths about the humans and androids that inhabit the moon and the earth. Ending E then can only be obtained after reaching ending C and D in other playthroughs, meaning you viewed all the tragic outcomes that befall 2B, 9S, A2, and the entirety of Yoha. This knowledge then gives further weight to whichever decision you make in Route E. After witnessing but being unable to prevent what happened to the main cast, the AI companion pods ask you as a player some questions about fate and futility. Answer correctly and you'll be thrown into a bullet hell minigame, one that's incredibly hard. If you die, help comes from another player who's already succeeded, with this cooperation being invaluable for making the challenge at hand less grueling. After succeeding and being shown that this was all to create hope for a different and better future, you're given a choice. Carry on as normal or sacrifice your save file to assist other players in their version of this final battle. The latter is irreversible and permanent, but you'll exist forever as a piece of data just to get someone else over the finish line. Genius or absolute madness?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.